So what you speak powerfully in love, you can never play small in that again if you do it consistently and often enough. So you've heard this many ways, and yet I think we sometimes forget it. You've heard it, if you want a really good job, love where you're at. If you want a great new car, be appreciative of whatever works in the one you're in. You want a fabulous new house, start noticing everything you like about the house you're in. It doesn't jack up the energies of creating. What it does is raise your allowance to get all that you like and more. So in any situation, the house doesn't sell. Start blessing that house, loving that house, every good memory you've ever had in that house, everything that's ever gone right in that house. Love it, love it, love it. Two things will happen. One, you will send out a ripple to other people who would love your house. You don't want to sell it to somebody who doesn't love it, right? And you'll send out a ripple that will bring that person in that will love it. But you'll also send out a ripple for wherever you end up next. That's how that works.
I can't remember the name of the saint that you buried upside down.
Saint Joseph.
Do you have Saint Joseph?
No.
Check it out.
But I think the problem is I love it, love it, love it too much. I don't want to leave.
Oh, there you go.
Well, then you have a conflict, don't you? I need to sell. I don't want to leave. Yeah. I might have an integrity issue going on there. So that, and that, you know, I'm pulling out in March, those of you that were playing with me then, I did the 30 days of gratitude. Well, actually, I did 90 days, the magic. And I've been getting a lot of phone calls and texts. Hey, when we did that, guess what? I just reread my list and I got blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, let's play there again. So that's fabulous. That's the way it works. And you never get tricked. You never get limited by loving where you are. But you do create wonderful, wonderful ripples. That is one of the highest frequencies. And you can't really be in gratitude, appreciation, and love of something and in fear. It doesn't work. And so when you are worried for somebody, if you really desire to support them, do not contribute to fear. Do not project fear. Do not speak fear. Do not think fear for them. Stay in the highest possible frequency for them. Bless them. Bless everything they've gotten right, all the adventure coming to them, all their strengths. Focus only on that. And interestingly enough, you know, our science is backing this up. We're learning this. You want a kid or an animal to do, or a spouse, or a colleague to do well, you support them. You talk about their strengths. You compliment them. You do go for the positive. If you offer, you know, if it is going to be criticism, make sure it's constructive, and you also add in the positive. I mean, they know for a fact that works better. People, humans like rewards.